Welcome to the Cordial Podcast, where we delve deep into the realms of thought-provoking discussions, insightful interviews, and captivating stories that entertain and engage. Each episode will be a journey, an exploration of ideas, experiences, and perspectives that will challenge your thinking and spark new insights. Together, we'll uncover the stories behind the headlines and dissect emerging trends. Whether you're a seasoned enthusiast or a curious newcomer, whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, hitting the gym, or winding down after a long day, buckle up and get ready for an engaging ride. The Cordial Podcast is here to accompany you on your quest for knowledge and discovery. So sit back, relax, and let's embark on this adventure together. I'll be your host, Mungai Kahongoi, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and join us on our social media handles at The Cordial Podcast, at XMunga, to share your thoughts, suggestions, and connect with our growing community. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. Welcome again. This is episode 16. Jamani, miss kwa yadhani nitafika hapa bana. It's been close to 5 months now, and we are still on, and we thank God for this day, and for the journey that has been imekua refu na bado imekua short kidogo, but we thank God. So another warm welcome to today's episode, and I have a bit of a sad story to give before even we get into it, or we start overthinking about things, because I had an interview. I interviewed some really good friends of mine a couple of weeks ago. I interviewed them, and I was so prepared to like air out what we were discussing, and so yes, I used some microphones I got. And unfortunately, when I decided to take the audio and edit it, we, zile mashida nimepata nazo kuinje. Hey! So the audio was in bad, really, really bad condition, and it's not really on the equipment used, but I'll blame myself because I had too much expectations on the equipment, and out of, let me say, clumsiness, I put one microphone under some, it was covered a bit, so it didn't really pick my voice, and because I had two guests on the show, or there were supposed to be two, because I interviewed two people, so two people couldn't be heard that clearly, and I've tried to save the audio, trying to recuperate things from it to see if it can actually work so that I could post it. It was supposed to be episode 16, and I feel really bad because now I don't know if I'll get another chance to have such an amazing conversation I had with these girls, because it was it was all over the place, but we were talking about most of the things that I've talked about in the previous episodes. But we move on regardless, in this journey we have to move on. You just can't sit down, wallow in stress and all that. So I decided, why not do it? But anyway, happy Easter to everyone. Of course, I'm recording on the Good Friday, hoping that that you've had a Good Friday and you're having a good Saturday, waiting for, of course, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Na kama wewe si wa hii upande, tafadhali pole, lakini itabidi mmetusamehea, because we as Christians, we are in this jovial mood, because we know the kind of feeling that it gets when this is the season where you get to rejuvenate your kizungu, rejuvenate your salvation in Christ, understanding things. But anyway, I hope your long weekend, especially for the people who are who have corporate jobs, I hope your long weekend will be fine and will be amazing, and you're enjoying your sweet time resting. I hope you're resting and sleeping more hours than you're used to. You get me? Anyway. So today's episode, my friends, I have been thinking, what else can we talk about? Because topics ni mingi za kuongelelea, but you know, I was trying to think, because in my head I had already planned what today's episode will be about. It would have been my first interview that I carried out with the guests, but to inform them, of course, of the developments. And you know, it's really sad, but you know, we have to move on, as I've said. And as I was thinking of what topic shall I cover, and I just decided to do maybe a little bit of recap from last episode, where I mentioned a bit, we were talking about discipline, but I also mentioned a bit about social media and all these platforms that we need to curate in terms of the content that we get to see, the content that we get to listen to and spend our time, you know, engaging with content, you know. And at this time, I think there is no one who can say they don't engage with the content, because there is a lot. You get into Instagram, you get to Twitter, you get to anywhere, you can mention it, even Facebook, and there is a lot. There's really a lot somebody can just get in just a scroll, you know. And you open your phone and you realize, hey, it's already been 2 hours and you're just on your phone, you get. So, and it's really, to be honest, I would say it's really sad to a point of where we are really bombarded with a lot of information from each and every platform, and we get these things that get into our heads, get into, you know, our subconscious mind, and we start believing in some things. And people have come to notice that these things actually affect us in the real world. It does. And I hope even when I was talking about it in the last episode, you got to self-reflect kidogo on how exactly content affects you. And I give a good example of myself, how, you know, this red pill content was really, it really affected me to a point where I had to switch and make a really, really big about turn on such content. And nowadays, I don't really resonate with such content, however much it is, because as we agreed last episode, these people talk from a point of heart. And it is actually sad, because for me, I realized it is better to have a world of people who are healed from whatever kind of life they had that wasn't conducive for them, you know, the type of environments they lived in, the type of communities they lived in. And it is really good that in this generation right now, we are trying as much as possible to make everything known, Like, there is no need of carrying on with, you know, bad characters, you know, bad teachings and bad upbringings. You know, we have to sit down, reflect on how things can get better. But even as we do that, people are really, really trying to be self-aware. You know, everyone is saying, I am self-aware. Are you self-aware? You're always asked, are you self-aware? Sasa imekuwa hata ni standard mzima. Kama wewe sio self-aware, tafadhali usikuje karibu na mimi. Usijaribu. Na tafadhali usijaribu. Hey, you know. But I tend to look at it and I'm like, okay, sure, you're self-aware. You know the kind of things that you're facing, the kind of things that you faced, the kind of people that are around you, you know, the kind of character that you possess, you know, the kind of things you do not want to talk about in front of people, you know, all these things about you and what's around you. My question is, even as you're self-aware, does self-awareness bring in the activity of you choosing to be better, or is it just you accepting I'm like this and I cannot change? You get, and unfortunately, to be honest, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who are self-aware, but they're self-aware to a point of they use it negatively, where they just accept like this is me and I can't change, and there's nothing anybody can tell me that will make me look at life differently or look at themselves differently and try to work on themselves to be better. And it is unfortunate, because even when we have all these kinds of content that help us or try to help us to get better or be better or understand situations that we are in, it is sad that people can actually make the decision to not get better. But I kind of understand, because this journey of getting better is not usually easy, and it will never be easy. I am currently realizing that it takes time, and it's not that you 1 week, 2 weeks to get better. No. You actually even have to have interactions with different kind of people for you to even realize, yo, there's something I'm not doing right. You get, there's something I'm not doing right. You thought you're on a path of getting better, but you realize step by step there are things that, yo, I need to change. I need to do this day in, day out. Personally, like for me, for a long time, I was blinded to the fact that I thought I was good. I thought I was this, you know, this good person who doesn't have much problems, or you don't hurt people, or you don't, you know, handle your things. You just handle your things very perfectly. And I am grateful, because this journey of growing up, you tend to realize that you need a bit more of maturing and letting pride and ego away, because pride and ego are literally negative energy. I know, you always think ego is good, and we've been, you know, told outside here you should use your ego in this and that, in this and that. But how do you limit your ego not to get the better of you? How do you limit that? And it is really hard to limit it, because once you've tested the quote-unquote fruits of having an ego outside here, you tend to lie on it and use it more and more and more and more, and it gets to a point where you ruin the kind of community that you've built or the kind of people that are around you. And so for me, I had to realize that, as I've said, ego and pride aren't really characters you should be having. Anybody advocating for ego, I take it as a really bad advice. What I advocate for is confidence, and I think confidence is the only thing that we should be looking forward to building, because confidence is positive in the way that if you're confident about yourself, then you will know that there are things you're not good at, and there are things you're good at, and there are times you need to shut up, there are times you need to talk and air out your opinions. But when it comes to ego and pride, that is you being you and not wanting to listen. That is you being you and not wanting to even self-reflect on how you're handling things, how you're handling communication with people, how you're handling relationship with people. And it is really a tough pill to take. I've been the good phrase to use, but yeah, it is really a hard pill to take, because when you've tested the fruits, my friend, you think you should be going, and it really ruins your mind, because you can't handle relationships with people from a point of grace. You can't give people grace. Like, you'll always think you're the right one, and there's nothing else anybody can tell you, because you know your ego is at 100%. And so we really really need to check on that. And as I've said, even talking about self-awareness, you know, this is actually the right path of self-awareness, without thinking much of it, without, you know, wanting to just see a world that is better, a community that actually purposes to be better, to be gracious to people. Because imagine if your community or the kind of people around you deciding to become better, you also have to accord them grace, because you might have passed a hurdle on something that was affecting you and somebody else is in that journey and you know how to get over that journey, but you have to afford grace because you also had your hard times trying to skip over that hurdle. You also had your times that you are low. Don't just go there with ego and pride saying, oh, I know how these things are done. You know, no, just go there with love. Go there with grace. Teach the people around you to actually trust in you and not be feeling like it's not a safe space to open up and to, you know, create a community that is better. And so even as we are having this conversation, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking of how you're toxic? Are you thinking about how you've made a lot of mistakes, even as we are just to get into the first quarter? We are just done with the first quarter of the year. Are the things that you wrote down at the start of the year things that made you self-reflect on things that you do, how you say them, how you handle your relationships? You know, and even for me, it has been a tough quarter, because I thought I would have read like 5 books by now, but we ni tatu tu. But anyway, it is a journey. It is another journey that, of course, I need grace on, but I've realized reading hard copy books is much, much, much easier. And it helps better than audiobooks, than e-books. Kwanza e-books, nimejaza kwa simu, lakini hey, mtu anipatia secrets za kusoma e-books, because I think ningekuwa mbali. But anyway, as we are talking about this topic of wanting to become better, I hope I have invoked or I have tried to make you look at your own life from a different perspective of you not letting ego and pride taking over, because those are really two big demons. Let me call them demons. They are really two big demons that affect a lot of us. They affect us because we get to not listen to people, we get to not take advice, we get to not be better. Instead, we are going on a spiral down to a life that we will probably regret, you know, later on. And this reminds me, there has been there's been this content, this video that has been trending online for the past 1 or 2 weeks. It was of this lady, I think you've seen it if you're on TikTok, or I think it's everywhere right now, of this lady who and the guy who they have been taking videos, you know, content of how their relationship is nice, their relationship is good. And then just recently people noticed that this lady is pregnant. And so people came out, you know, trying to bash the man on why he's ruining, quote unquote, ruining the lady's life, because she just joined campus. And they are taking this pregnancy as, you know, a negative effect. And she had to come out and speak against it, because she is saying that the guy loves her. And people are like, yo, we've seen this kind of script before and we know what will happen to you. And I was sitting there wondering, you know, even when you're looking through such content, you have to look at the comment section and wonder, how are people going to respond to these kinds of, you know, videos, and replies, you know, all these things. And you see, a lot of people are so hurt to a point of, well, first of all, before I even continue, Mimi personally, I do not advocate for such kind of relationships where somebody gets pregnant outside of wedlock. I do not advocate for that. But in this case, that is my own opinion. But even as I'm saying, you look at the comment section and people are so negative to a point where you can't even speak life. There is no positivity at all to try and just maybe show her kindness and grace, even in this journey that she's taking, because nobody knows what happens. Yes, of course, from the recent, not even recent, since social media came about and everybody has been talking and talking about relationships, everything has been negative. You read about anything, you see a tweet, somebody saying, my girlfriend, unajuanga tu hapo next. Huyo ni mtu alichezwa ama ni mtu alifanywa hivyo. And to me, I am really trying to avoid such kind of content or even reading comments. And it is really hard because once you're used to just, you know, you're watching a video and the first thing is not even concentrating on the video, you just go and click the comment section directly because you just want to see what people are saying. It is a really, really tough, let me call it addiction, to break, because now you have to click on the part of not interested in this video, not interested in this tweet, not interested in this post, because I am personally, I'm trying to create positivity in my mind, creating in a point of I don't want to go outside there and claim all these things that I've learned from social media and miss out on great experiences with people just because 30 million of Kenyans are all talking about heartbreak and heartbreaks and heartbreaks. I want to see content where people are positive. You get? People are positive in everything that they do. Somebody created a small thing, be positive about it. But where I think negativity sells, because in every kind of content there is comment section in Akwanga image negativity, and I'm like, yo, even people have to close down the comment section so that they may not see such kind of comments. And we are really in the deep pits, because if you look at it, these people are not giving out comments that are dark or negative just because they want to. They are looking for clout, they are looking for those likes, they are looking for that attention that people might engage with your comments, because we apo umemweka chini, umemkanyanga shingo apo umemaliza vibaya sana. And it is really funny. But anyway, we need to grow out of such content. We need to give people grace in everything that they do. Even for this lady, for her coming out and addressing the quote-unquote haters, I don't think it was the right move, because I think she would have just let it go and just let people talk. But I get, once you start creating content, you always feel the urge of explaining, over-explaining, and talking, like Mungai right now. Mungai is always over-explaining things. And I explain kule, and I explain he, and I toroka kule. You can spend an entire day just over-explaining things, and I think that's one of the things I need to I need to heal on, you know, because hey, over-explaining is not good. Just take things as they are. Sometimes people will never listen, and they've chosen that, and unfortunately you cannot change that. And so yes, even as we come to the end of today's episode, I want you to think about that. Does you curating your social media platforms help you to get better? Does it help you to be better in terms of how you handle your relationships? Does it help you to think better? Does it help you to arrange your thoughts better? Does it help you to build relationships that are positive without any kind of, you know, applied maliciousness. Yeah, hey, Jamani, we need to be better, guys. We need to do better, and at the end of the year, you will be happy by the steps you've made. Yes, and so that marks the end of this episode 16. And thank you very much for listening in. Thank you very much, because you guys have, hey, many ideas. Yani nimefika 50 subscribers. Hey, mako. I'm really happy to have finally reached 50 subscribers. Thank you very much for each and everyone who has subscribed. I am honored. I am deeply honored, even for the listens that I see, that I get, for the comments that I get. I publish them, all of them. So thank you. Thank you very much. And yeah, see you next week. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Cordial Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and ensures that we continue to deliver content that resonates with you. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to explore in future episodes, reach out to us on our social media handles, and we'd really, really love to hear from you. As always, stay curious, stay informed, and stay inspired. Until next time, this is Mungai Kawangoi signing off. Take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Cordial Podcast.